I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We have minutes to approve. Do we need to do them separate or can we do them together?
I do have to run. Guys, back up.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for coming by.
Okay, so we have minutes to approve. We have May the 9th is a regular meeting. May the 16th is a workshop meeting. May the 23rd is a regular meeting. June 6th is a workshop. And June 13th is a regular meeting. Do I have a motion to approve? All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
So I just want to let everybody know that we kind of have a new process now where Andy wrote it down for us even. So we review the minutes back and forth beforehand and make corrections before we get here. So I'm not trying to do it in 5 minutes. So just want to let everybody know that.
Well, that's all right. Thank you. Okay, so we have a motion second. We're done with discussion. Debbie, will you call the roll?
Mrs. Van Maren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Okay, motion passes. So we'll move on to the staff reports. I guess we got a report from the deputy. He had to run. And now we'll have a report from the fire department. Andy.
Since the last meeting, we've had 47 runs, but that's for a full month.
Oh, yeah.
We only have the meeting once a month. In that, we've run Mutual Aid in Fifth City twice, Mutual Aid in Beaver Heights twice, and Mutual Aid in Lubbock Park twice. Of those runs, four were building fires, and as far as I know, they were all Mutual Aid ones. I can't remember any that we did. I need to go back and look, and I apologize for that. We've had 23 EMS calls. Three motor vehicle accidents, a gas leak, and then assist the police and assist people the rest of the time. So, a pretty normal month for us.
We'll move on to report from planning and zoning. Mike Arnold.
Since the last trustees meeting, we've given out two zoning certificate applications, one for a pole barn, one for a pool. Since last BZA meeting, we have three cases in process. We have one on Studebaker Road for a barn. We've got one over on 571 for an accessory structure without a residential structure on the property. And we've got one for the location of a pool and the use of an auto cover. There is no zoning commission meeting this month. Year to date, there's been 27 certificates, two declarations, seven variances approved. Are requested, four approved, three to be determined, five conditional use requested, five approved, three zoning amendments requested with three approved. Miami County Planning Commission will meet July 18th at 7 p.m., BZA July 27th at 6:30, and once again, no zoning commission meeting. That's all I got.
Thanks. Okay, Andy, do you have the administrative report?
Sure, there's one resolution on your agenda this evening, and that's to designate Bethel Township as a B-City USA affiliate. B-City strives to spread awareness of bees and pollinators throughout the country. I think throughout the pretty much world, but they focus here in the United States. We may have to table that. Beth, you want to tell everybody why?
So it has to be approved by B-City because of the resolution being put our name and everything. They have to approve it. I sent it to her on Monday morning, and then about I called twice today to get her back, and then she called me, or she texted me at 6 and said, oh yeah, you can just send it to the same email that I sent it to her yesterday. So I said send it again, but I have her back.
So I doubt we'll get those approval in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah, email, but I don't see it, so.
In addition to the resolution on the agenda, myself and Mike met with Bethel School representatives to review the egress plan for the building for the new elementary school. That's in case there's an emergency, which exit they go to and everything else. There's a couple of minor issues that we're researching as far as egress from the main cafeteria area. It won't be a problem the way they're using it, but you have to calculate the maximum seats in the room. So they're working through that. Had some doors that could have been a little bit bigger, but we think we got it all worked out with a rule under the fire code, so we think we got it taken care of. Fire department has 3 training days scheduled, speaking of the school, for the new stadium coming in the first part of August, just so we know ingress, egress points, as well as sports-specific injuries that we'll have there, football, soccer, that sort of thing. We do a training with the school athletic trainer every year before the season starts, so we'll be doing that the first part of August. The township did receive the grant from the TIP Foundation for the fire safety house. They awarded us about half of the cost of it, so that's fantastic. The grant was for $6,350. The overall purchase was right around 12 grand, so about half of it. So we are really appreciative of that, and it's been ordered. It should be here in plenty of time for our open house coming up in October. The other thing, I just got a call from the school today. I'm having a lot of school-oriented things as it's getting finished up there. They're supposed to have their final fire alarm inspection Thursday morning, and I can be up there for that. And the state fire marshal will be there for that as well.
Great. So then are you really getting close to
finishing? It all finishes at different times, so I don't know when they'll be able to do their final. They're still hoping to move forward and be done as soon as they can.
Great.
Todd worked about them. They're crazy. That's all I have.
All right, thank you, Andy. We'll move on to trustee reports, Beth.
Okay, I attended the Hugh Heights City Council workshop meeting last week. Several of you were there. One of their council members proposed that they do a moratorium on annexation, but didn't get much further than proposing that. Evidently, in their city council, they need 5 members to agree on something in order to put a staff member to work on that something, and they didn't have that, so it just died. I'm sure it will be back, maybe, hopefully, but as of now, there is no moratorium. The newsletter is out. I got 2 calls from people basically regarding the pools, and I direct them to you, Mike, so hopefully they will call. And then I've been talking to Paul Fields Camp about the water line that's going down 202, as well as the water and sewer that's for the potential annexation. That water and sewer is just completely on hold. They've just stopped any engineering on it. And the water line down 202 is still in the design phase. So that's it. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Julie?
Sorry, stop writing. Okay. So I attended the Humor Heights City Council meeting. This was on June 26th. We haven't met for months, so at the end of the meeting, or near the end of the meeting, Anita Kitchen asked for a public apology from Mayor Gore for what had been written on Facebook, and after a bunch of explanation on his part, he refused to apologize. So that was interesting. If you guys get a chance, go watch that. Again, that was on June 26th. And during the discussion of annexation and the annexation agreement with Bethel Township to put the moratorium on annexation, Gore said he felt he could not bring either item to vote. He will wait until there's a new council seated. The Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee meeting was held on June 21st. We discussed the survey results from the yard sale event. The survey was created to ask the community to prioritize a list of ideas for the next community event. The top priority that came out of that was to have a picnic. So if anybody wants to take that on, happy to have an organizer. Some new ideas mentioned during the yard sale for community events included a cookie exchange, a dunking booth, a parade, a magic show, which would be one of many acts on a stage, like a kind of a talent show format, if you will, a carnival or a circus, a car show, a food truck rally, a historic building tour, entertainment at the park on weekends, combining a food drive donation as entry to an event, and a garage sale in the fall. And as I said, if you're interested in organizing an event, please come to a meeting or let me know. Announcements at the meeting included there will be a chicken dinner and a car show at A.B. Graham to raise money. This is on July 29th at 4 p.m. And Trustee Black mentioned he has taken over the old Bethel Band booster spot at the Miami County Fair for his 4-H group to raise money for them, so visit them during the fair. The committee has completed a letter to send to landowners along 40 who are vulnerable to annexation. We're also working on an email campaign to our legislators to keep asking to change the annexation laws. And the last thing is, from here out, the meetings are going to be held on the third Wednesday of each month instead of the second Wednesday. So the next meeting will be July 19th. Please join us then. And the last thing is, I attended the Bethel Board of Education meeting, which was also on June 21st. There was no annexation discussion. The big thing, of course, is the K-5 building is still on track, as Andy kind of mentioned, to open this year. School starts.
And that's all I have. Time the Rainbow March on somebody else.
Oh, 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
No problem. I thought somebody said something, but I didn't hear what you asked. Yep, that's it.
Okay, my report will be kind of short. I went to the last school board meeting, just like you've heard there. You know, most of the talk was on their budget and also on the new school. Went to the Huber Heights meeting. Shaw was not there, so I don't know what that was about exactly. I don't know that any of them is 100% with us. I think they just do stuff to stir up and make others on their council mad at one another. Kind of just hit me as a little bit of foolishness. I did see a post here in the last 2 or 3 days, well, I think it was since last night's meeting, that the red shirts have been defeated. I don't know if you've seen that or not. From a guy that lives in Huber that's blowing smoke up council's hiring and up mayor voters. This guy seems to love all of them, but it was, he evidently thought that was kind of cute to say the red shirts has been defeated and all, so whatever. School road, I'm still working on that, kind of nervous that we don't have that done. Box culvert is being delivered tomorrow for that, so we haul the crane up there today so we can set that culvert. And kind of slowed down on it a little bit. When their dirt contractor moved dirt, they put all of the material that they wanted to get rid of on top of the grass that was there in the topsoil. So we're having to go down 4 to 5 foot and take out all of the clay they fill in and put it in one pile, and then we take out all of the topsoil down to the rock, put it in another pile, and then we put the clay back and compact it, you know, and we'll have to scavenge a little bit more clay and everything to get that done and the gravel and the mat. Bean people, I talked to a couple more bean people that's interested in doing something with that. And I'll talk to a resident here and there, but nothing major. So that'll be my report. So we'll move on to public comments on items on the agenda. Public comments, items on the agenda. Okay, you don't have any. The resolution, we're going to put that on hold. Okay, so the resolution will be...
So we got
it.
Yeah, Debbie will read it and you make a motion.
Okay.
Resolution 23-07-057,
a resolution designating Bethel Township as a B City USA affiliate.
I'm table resolution 23-07-057.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Just want to reiterate that I still have not emailed that to the committee, so probably by 7:30.
Okay, so Debbie, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes and is tabled. Okay, public comments on any topic? Yep.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Jeff Norford, Bethel Township. Over the last 20-plus years, the citizens of Bethel have been under attack by unwanted developments by Huber Heights and recently in the New Carlisle area. The community has been wounded and bleeding. So when any development project comes up, such as the one on Hagen Broad, there is a knee-jerk reaction and all we want to do is reject it. My view of the history of the Hagenbrod development. Originally in 2019-2020, the accepted plan by this office included 6 houses on 18 acres. The citizens objected by circulating a successful referendum petition sent to the ballot. The vote was over 70% against the plan. 2 years later, the land was sold. Not under a contingency contract, like I have seen in the past. The developer asked for permission to build 20 houses on 60 acres, which was approved by this office. The citizens circulated a referendum petition, which was mishandled by this office. My question is, in 2019 and 2020, the citizens petitioned and voted no by over 70% to 6 houses on 18 acres. How would anyone think a new proposal of 20 houses on 60 acres would be acceptable? If back in 2019-2020, the vote was 49% to 51%, I could see the rationale of trying it again so soon. I've heard more than a few times the developers were good people. I am not disputing that, but please consider that the 70% that voted against it are good people also. The people who live in the community who you represent are good people. During the last work session, I brought up the subject of having the county hire a dedicated, full-time employee to act as our researcher, our activist, our surveyor, our lobbyist, working to change or modify the laws of annexation. What was attempted 20-plus years ago to stop annexation did not work. Recently, the attempts to stop annexation did not work. We need a new approach. You cannot expect to win a gunfight when you are armed with a penknife. The developers have a full arsenal of personnel working full-time to move their projects forward. We need to match that energy to be successful. With the action of Huber Heights City Council, or shall I say the lack of action, the annexation process will start all over. From Huber voting to accept a service agreement, to Miami County Commissioner's process, to Bethel Township trustees, and back to Huber with new city council members. We have been afforded a 6-month reprieve. We need to make the most of this opportunity. We need to think outside the box. We need to do all we can to stop this unwanted invasion. Please have an open mind to this idea and any idea from the community or from anyone who has dealt with unwanted annexation attempts, willing to help with their advice or suggestions. I have heard several times our community has to adjust our standards, compromise our way of life. Why? If that is our choice as free citizens of the United States, just as the citizens of New York or Atlanta choose to live in an urban environment, they are not forced to live in a rural setting or lifestyle. There needs to be a balance. We do not force our way of life on them. Please know this. We are on the same team. We just play different positions. We need to work together and get the results that we all want. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Any items? Public comments on any? Don?
Donna Hughes, 9360 South Main Road. Question to Julie is, goes along with what Jeff has talked about. How can we help you contact those other townships that been immorally taken away from our property? The law, the 2023, where do I get that information about that law? And can someone email that to me? The law on 2003 that took the rights from the township to and give it to the municipalities. That'd be great. Right. So, I can do that. Enterprises, I can write it to you. So. Okay. So, and the question about the bee thing, would that not help us stop annexation?
I think it's a great thing to do for our community and for our environment. Ron over the green spearheaded made a really good point for the chicken. He said, you know, we all want this rural feel and that yet all of our yards look like they are in suburbia because we know it was and he was advocating for hey, how about if we put more trees and shrubs and plants with the flavors. So I don't think that it will necessarily help us stop annexation, but I think it would be good for the farmers. Butterflies. So.
Do you know if we can trap and relocate bald eagles?
I am way out of my wheelhouse.
Trap. I'm working on that. Stopping the annexation. Get those little eagles in our area.
I have one that's by the river. That's
up by feet.
No, it's on the west side. The nest is on the west side.
Yeah, that's an increase because we didn't have them before.
No, there's several. You see along the bike path.
Let's get a bike path and bring those little babies up here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, are there any other public comments on any topic? Natalie?
Hi, Natalie. Don Hughes, 7835 Agenbrod Road. Just as a follow-up to what Jeff was saying, with this downtime, if you will, this period of preparation and battle readiness, if you will, you don't have to necessarily share it if it's something that you're keeping close to heart. But is there a plan in place? Do you have another approach that the trustees and administration are working on towards this, what we know will come up again for the annexation, or will be more of the same, or do we have any different tactics? I really like Jeff's idea, something that I know there's a special lawyer, but is there somebody who's working on this, or somebody that we can ping to work on this 100% of the time between now and January, if we have that time to spend? And just wondering. And then I don't know. I don't necessarily expect any comments, but I just wanted to mention that I hope that there's something in plan in place being worked on while we have this time. And then, Andy, I was just curious, are you going to be attending the State Fire Marshal's you go for that event over at the new school? Will you be there that day, or does anybody from the fire department attend?
On Thursday?
Yeah,
we'll be there. Me and Michael both be there.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
So for any of those inspections that happen, that even though the state controls it, the local jurisdictions have to attend. So we were there for like the static test.
Yeah, I heard you were there for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be there.
Okay, good. Heard that's an all-day event.
Of course. Yeah, it takes a while.
And then I had a question for Mike. I just wondered, had anybody called in or mentioned the, I guess it's a small barn garage being built at the corner of Ross and Palmer?
Ross and Palmer?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they put in for a permit about 10 months ago.
Right, but that was for behind the house at the back of the yard is when they came in for that.
Yeah, I went back. When she called, I had to go by and refresh myself. I went through. They did have a variance for close to the road. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but it was behind the house. They talked at the back of the yard. So when I saw it going up right next to the house.
It's a corner lot, right?
Yeah.
That's why, because it's two front yards. So, yeah, it's they do have the proper variance for that location.
Yeah. Does it meet the requirements being 10 feet between the house and the barn, or is there anything like that?
Yeah, whatever. Sorry, that case in particular, I don't know the majority details,
yeah.
But I did look into it when she asked, and it is. It met everything. Yeah.
And it looks right now like it's going to be higher, taller than the house, and I don't know that that was on the variance from what I remember.
I can look back into it and let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
It was 10 months ago when he applied.
I remember when he came in. That's why I was surprised to see it go up where it was, because it wasn't really like he described it to be.
It's the way the plans were laid out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's before you had your slideshow set up.
Oh, maybe.
But, I wanted to check on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Emily. Any other public comments on any topic? Yeah. Announcement.
July 27th will be a BZA meeting at 6:30 in this room. Zoning Commission will not meet, as Mike said, so there will not be a Zoning Commission meeting at 7:30. August 1st, I should have put... The land use meeting on here. I apologize. I was just going by our trustee calendar. So that'll be July 25th. It will be the next land use meeting at 6:00 p.m. So I just realized that as I was speaking. I apologize. August 1st will be trustee's workshop meeting at 9 a.m. in this room. And then August 8th will be the next trustee regular meeting at 7 a.m. 7 p.m., sorry.
The land use meeting is what time?
6:00 on the 25th. I apologize for not adding that on there.
That's it?
That's it, sir.
Nope, we need a motion to record the payment of warrants.
They're in the back of your packet still.
All right.